following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
Things Clay Central football are here now. This is the Football Fiesta, sponsored by Catch 'Em All Sporting Goods, Heroes Painting, Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys, Young's Drugstore, Perryland Foods, Everything Sports, and Clay and Coosa County District Attorney Joe Fickwit. Now, here are Coach Chris Heron, Coach Jerry Weems, and Rusty Taylor.
We welcome you here to Classic Country 90.9 for another installment of Football Fiesta live from Monte Albun Bar and Grill here on the Ashton Square. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems sitting beside me with his voice back, and Coach Chris Heron down at the far end of the table. We've also got Heath Bone here obviously helping set up and also get the streaming going, but it is good to be back in here. Guys, our second time to be back in Monte Albun, and again, a good crowd that has filed in here with us. And I tell you what, we've probably got around 20 players as I mingled around with a little bit after we got set up and seen a lot of cheerleaders, a lot of band members, and a lot of representatives of volunteer football and Clay County in here. It's always neat to see a big crowd for this. And of course, we realize that all of them are not necessarily coming for us, but we can think they are, and that's the main thing.
I really think they are, Rusty, and you know, this is becoming the place to be on Thursday night. I mean, people from all parts of the county are here, and as you said, a lot of people that directly connected to the football program are in here tonight. So it's become a big thing every Thursday.
Coach Heron, good to be back in studio, out of the studio, right across the wall there. It's actually, we're within 20 feet of where you sit each morning, but it's neat to be here.
And is this our first Thursday to be here?
It is our first Thursday.
Yeah, because last week
was on Wednesday. Yep. It just feels a little different on Thursday.
There's a different feel.
Different feel to it, even though it's a day ahead of the game. It's just a different feel.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that, because it is a little different. And people continuing to file in here, just a packed house in Monte Albun Bar and Grill here on the Ashton Square.
Have you ordered yet, Coach James?
I'm not ordering tonight, Coach.
Oh, you don't?
No, it's too late to eat after we get through.
Coach, well, too late to eat.
It wasn't too late last week.
Too late last week or last year.
It's too late on a Thursday, not too late on a Wednesday.
Okay. That
explains it.
Yeah, okay.
As good as I can come up with anyway. But we'll look back, first of all, last week, volunteers come out on Thursday night, travel down to Sylacauga down there, and take on the Sylacauga Aggies and just come out and dominate that game 58-17, never punting the football, just took control early. We will say Sylacauga mounted a couple of drives offensively. Their first possession with the football, they had a good drive. It ended up, I don't know what the drive ended up being, because they started at our 49, but they ended up backing up with some penalties and had to kick a field goal. But, guys, as we look back, Sylacauga, a much better team than that 58-17 score, I think. Sylacauga, offensively, a very good football team, a very good-looking team, and it was a big win for the Volunteers.
Well, what happened, I think, was we got a couple of defensive scores, or three if you want to count the safety. And anytime your defense gets involved in the scoring, you're going to have a larger score than normal, and I think that kind of led to the 58 points. But
they didn't directly I think our two interceptions, neither one of them were returned for a touchdown. One of them was returned to the 3 and one of them to the 5, but it was like one play later. It was the same difference. Right.
But I think that the our defense kind of got in the party there, you know, in, as far as scoring. And Sylacauga's not that bad of a team. I mean, the final score is not indicative of what kind of team Sylacauga really is. The game just got away from them because of those defensive scores that we got.
Well, Coach Heron, we know your background. obviously a head coach, but also you kind of got your start playing and coaching the offensive line, and something that you keep close eye on. You give that hog of the week each week. You kind of got that started, Heron's hog of the week. And last week, the offensive line did so good, you made the decision to give all the linemen because it was so hard to pick because all of them graded so high. Just speak to the offensive line and that dominance. Last week, it really showed at its highest level.
It was. It was hard to pick this week, so we just made the decision to go with the whole line. We went with all the guys. They all graded out in the blue. We had grades from 80 all the way up to 86. Leading the way there was Clayton Tomlin with an 86. And so those guys, you know, it was hard to pick, so we went with the whole bunch. But we ran the ball 49 times for 438 yards. And that, I mean, just that right there, that becomes demoralizing to a defense. When you could have that kind of success running the ball, I mean, and there's nothing you can do about it. If you can't line up and stop the run, a defense is going to have a long night. And the longer that thing went, you know, the more success, you know, the 5-3, 4-5 yard runs become 10, 12, and 13, and those become 20 and 25 and even bigger later on. And, you know, there was a lot of pulling involved. They got our guys moving, you know, blocking on the run, and just they had a very good game. You could tell early on that kind of game plan that Coach Chase Horn and the offensive staff had put together was going to involve a lot of that the guys on the run, those linemen being able to pull along with the sniffers, and they had a lot of success across the front helping to accumulate those 58 points last week. 505 total yards of offense for our volunteers. But, you know, now you look on the other side, Sylacauga, they ran for 205 yards themselves, and, you know, it had over 300 yards total offense. So that offense of Sylacauga, you know, it gave us some issues at times. They hit us with a couple of big pass plays, kind of a place that's been created some issues for us all year long, giving up some big plays in the passing game. And I know that's something our coaches continue to work on and trying to make sure we can maybe have that a little better as we advance along. But good showing offensively, the offensive line guys, you know, very proud of what they did. And it's a good win, and 3-0 in the region, exactly where you want to be going into this non-region week.
Well, Coach, you mentioned, and Coach Williams mentioned, the short field. Those couple of drives were less than 10 yards for those two interceptions.
Right.
So that kind of shortchanged the offense on stats.
Yeah, right.
But they still rushed the football for 438 mm-hmm. yards. And
we mentioned the fact Sylacauga had 200 yards rushing, and they got – in the first quarter, they accumulated most of that. They had one good drive on us, and before we could make any adjustments, they had already gotten down there and ended up kicking a field goal. But they were running the football on us, and we were having trouble stopping them.
Well, actually, that first drive, you know, they had the big pass play.
Yeah, they had a big pass play.
It was like a 40-yard pass.
A big chunk of their offense came early in the game.
Yeah, you're right. And then they had a – they had a big drive it kind of with their last drive that I think they had about a 65-yard drive on their last drive.
Yeah, when all the subs were in.
Yeah,
so,
but it was a good battle, and they substituted, and we substituted, and it was good to see those guys taking part in that. But just a dominating performance. We had 7 rushing TDs, 1 passing TD. Let's not forget our passing TD, Trendon Glenn. Trendon caught that ball, got wide open from his tight end spot, and goes in. We see him over there up the table. We need to give Big Trendon, the defensive lineman, a lot of the time, but he's made his presence known.
Absolutely.
And I know, Coach, you could almost add him to that hog of the week this week because he was a big part of that on a lot of those blocking assignments there. But, you know, that tight end's kind of the guy that kind of straddles the fence. He don't get to be anybody. Part of the deal. He goes to pass scale stuff, so he gets to do that. He don't get to go through all the drills, so the linemen don't take him.
Right.
Well, and then the wide receivers don't take him because he goes down there and goes through blocking drills. So he's like a man out.
A man with no country.
that's what
the coaches rely pretty heavily on.
A tight end, especially in our offense, is key, and Trendon's been a big part of that offensive the offensive movement this year and the Volunteers offense running through. But Coach, on the defensive side, it was the wealth was kind of spread throughout the team. there on defensive stats. And, you know, on the point scale, Amari Ward with a big nine, had a safety and an interception. Trending Lynn with a safety there as well. But when you look at the tackles, I mean, the most tackles was our, and we've already announced it, was our AGL Solid Waste Authority Player of the Week. But if you look down through there, a bunch of threes. We see Zion Newell with three, Caden Glenn with three, Miles Parker with three, had a big night. Trending Glenn with two. KJ Wilson, I remember Coach and I talking about him. He made some big tackles on kickoff coverage on special teams, because we got to do that a lot. When you score 58 points, you're getting to work on kickoff coverage a whole lot. But Amari Ward, our AGL Solid Waste Authority Player of the Week, which we'll be having in the next segment, but with a big night with solo tackles, a big night with an interception, and that safety play, one-on-one tackle in the end zone on their very athletic quarterback. And a great shot, our good friend. We got to give some credit where credit's due.
Yes, we do.
Tim Altork, our good friend. We know he's on his own radio show over there right now. But Tim Altork got a great shot. Did you see that picture of that shot? That is a good a picture with him trying to reach that ball out of the end zone. But Amari didn't let him do it, and it was a great play.
Altork's out of game tonight.
Oh, is he? So I wonder how they're doing
that. He's in Wadley, Alabama.
That's right. We could leave here and go. It's too late to eat, though.
Well, it's too late to eat.
We could get a hot dog.
Okay. They got a big game down there against Glenwood. I forgot about that game being tonight.
Right. Talking about those defensive
stats. And it rained
stats
down there just a while ago. I heard.
You know, some of those guys were shortchanged again because the second and third teams played a lot in the second half.
They did, and there was a lot of substitution. I noticed us playing a few more people defensively early, kind of doing a little bit more rotating guys defensively because of the depth that we've got, you know, with the injuries and stuff this year. And then getting J.D. Hall back kind of gave some more depth in the secondary, which has allowed some more rotation there. And it's good to see more and more people working themselves into playing time. I know I've seen a Leighton Pettis getting to play some defense and stuff early in the game now, which gets a deeper rotation there, sometimes on the defensive front and sometimes at an outside linebacker. So different spots, but it's good to see multiple people. But a big win. You mentioned Coach Heron, 3-0 in the region. Kind of got a heads up in the region. I mean, it's by no means won yet, but, you know, you go into a non-region week, Volunteers the only team out there with three wins, I think. Of course, we've got it here, and we'll be talking about it later. But Elmore County, the only team without a loss in region play, I think. Everybody else has at least one loss already. Mm-hmm. So the Volunteers have pretty much solidified a playoff spot. Mathematically, they hadn't really until they've won the fourth region game. But it would be almost impossible not to make the playoffs. But they've still got a lot more to do to win that region title. But I tell you what, let's take our break. We're going to get ready to move into that segment. As we mentioned, we'll have our Player of the Week, our AGL Solid Waste Authority Player of the Week, presented by Awards to Remember here in just a minute. We'll also have his position coach, Coach Justin McCollum, in here with us. That's what I told him. He's been waiting around.
Took him half
the season to come visit us. You know, JT Burns, I thought he was just going to live with us here. So I thought we were just going to get him his regular headset. He was coming so much, but who knows? He might be back this week, or next week. But we'll take our first break right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Most. Young's Drugstore has been serving your family with hometown care for generations. With two locations to serve you in Randolph County, Young's Drugstore and General Store is located on Highway 48 in Woodland. The phone number is 256-449-2372. And serving Clay County at the Lineville location on Highway 9, the phone number is 256-396-5632. Proud to sponsor Classic Country 90.9.
Barr & Associates Injury Attorneys handles a range of serious injury cases, including auto accidents, 18-wheeler crashes, motorcycle and boating accidents, wrongful death, premises liability, and workplace injuries. Their attorneys provide direct legal support throughout each case. Known for professionalism and client-centered service, the firm emphasizes trust and communication. Info is at tpharlaw.com, T-P-H-A-R-R-law.com, or 256-487-6080. Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than those by other lawyers.
Perryland Foods is a locally owned grocery store that has been serving the Lineville community since the early 1970s. They are located in downtown Lineville and are open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. More information is available by calling 256-396-5663. Perryland Foods is proud to sponsor Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
This is District Attorney Joe Fickwood serving Clay and Coosa counties. Telephone and online scams targeting our citizens are on the rise. If you get a suspicious call, hang up immediately and report it to your local law enforcement. Never give out personal or financial information over the phone. Let's protect our citizens and stop these criminals in their tracks. Stay alert, stay safe.
District Attorney Joe Fickwood is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 and Football Fiesta live from Monte Album Bar and Grill here on Ashton Square. This is Rusty Taylor. Coach Jerry Weems here. Coach Chris Heron has traded off his headset, so we got two new guys in here with us. Now we've got outside linebackers coach, and so you coach the H-backs?
I do. And outside backers.
Okay, so Coach McCollum coaching those positions, and one of his main guys there at outside linebacker, we got Amari Ward. Good to have you, Amari.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Amari, with a big night, Coach McCollum. We look back at last week, and we talked a little bit off the air before we come on here, but Amari has been a playmaker throughout the season. He really has, and making one of the – he had an interception. That takeaway, I want to talk about those plays. Usually we just give stats. But we've got a couple plays that we really need to – the interception was a takeaway, a physical take where they completed a pass. I think it was on third down, if I remember correctly. And Amari just literally depending on who's doing the review, like at Auburn's game, was it a takeaway fumble or was it an interception?
Yeah,
but it was a takeaway. He took the ball away, out physical for the football. Speak to that play. Just an athletic and a great play.
Yeah, you know, they were heavy to the other side, so we actually sent him on a blitz. And you know, we always tell him, you know, when you blitz, you're going to the deepest back. Well, the back went away, but his next responsibility is a H-back. So anytime they got a Gator back away, he comes under the line of scrimmage and back out the other side. And Amari came on the stunt, kind of ran past the Gator back, and I'd like to say good coaching, but I ain't going to take credit for it. But he retracted and went back.
Which is an unbelievable play.
It was
running right with him.
Yes. I mean, Amari got upfield and was going to sack the quarterback. We sent him on a stunt, and when he saw that play, he stopped and retracted. And, you know, it was a high throw, so the guy, his hands were up when he caught the ball, and Amari just was right in front of him and reached up and, you know, took it out of his hands. I mean, it was as far as if you wanted to, you know, clip some stuff together and take to a clinic and show you what an outside linebacker in that position should do, that was about as textbook as it comes.
Amari, we want to hear your description of that play. Obviously, I didn't realize you were on a stunt on that play, which really shows your athletic ability even more, and even the mindset to be focused on what's going on, because a lot of people would have just stayed on that stunt, and all actuality, it had been hard to get on to them. We sent you on a stunt, you can't recover, but you replay that play on that takeaway Friday night, or Thursday night.
Yeah, Coach McCollum and Coach B, all practice just been stressing that wingback coming across right there, and you know, I just listened to them, do my job, and just made a play right there.
How far did you get on your stunt? before you read what was happening?
I seen him coming across, probably got like 2 yards up the field, and I seen him retract, went with him, made the play.
Well, something I know about Amari, I had the opportunity to coach Amari in junior high, but also he's one of those I had the opportunity to coach in basketball at a younger age, in upward basketball. And that was one thing I will say about Amari and many of the young men, but Amari always tries to do exactly what you tell him. And I'm sure Coach McCollum, he has not wavered from that at all. If you tell that young man something, he's going to do what he can to do it and do it without saying a word. He's just going to do what you tell him.
Yeah, and he always does, and he always ends every statement with yes, sir.
And a smile.
And
usually.
That's right.
Give me a little smile. That's what I always pick at. Give me that smile.
Coach, I coached him longer than that. I actually coached him in Little League, probably T-ball.
Mm-hmm.
I actually coached him in T-ball. When you have a – you know, I'm old now, so I got a senior.
Yeah.
So I actually coached him in T-ball and had several of these boys that I've literally coached – some of them since they were 5 years old at Lionville.
And he's not changed his coach's dream, is Amari, I can tell you.
And y'all did a good job identifying his skill set and finding him the right position to be in.
And he played inside linebacker, so he's made the move back to outside. Speak to that move for him, because that is a totally different position.
Well, it is. And last year, you know, we talked about moving JT. He had been an outside backer his 10th grade year, and you know, with in the spring we talked about moving JT maybe up to outside linebacker and him inside linebacker, and he was inside linebacker of the year last year if I remember correctly, and done really really good there. But our personnel, you know, we're not a high school that recruits to what you need. So we take our kids.
Y'all are behind.
We're behind the eight ball, Coach. We have to take our kids. And you know, Amari's played a lot of offense. He's never really been an offensive player until this year. But due to just team need, and Amari's going to do what's best for the team, his teammates. He is the ultimate teammate. Amari, you know, he is not selfish at all. Very unselfish.
Yeah, that just tells you the type of player moved around. I, speaking to him playing both ways, I think I overheard some of the coaches saying, and you guys can confirm this, but maybe the week before, he played somewhere around 82 plays or something, 82 snaps. Does that sound right?
I think it was the Valley game. We went to the Wildcat, double sniffer, two
okay,
wing.
Okay, that first week.
And,
first week we kind of sold out to it.
He can probably tell you better than I can, but less than 10 snaps, he was on, off the field. I mean, he was on offense, defense. I guess he got to come out on wishbone some, but just, you know, been a really good player. You know, we have two outside linebackers. We tend to put the bigger, stronger one on the tight end if they have one, and put the quicker or faster, more skillful player, our Jack, you know, out in space. But Amari's probably the strongest, but he's also the quickest and the most, you know, athletic. So we've had him playing the Jack.
He's a guy that could play corner if you need him to.
Well, he does when we go to our three safety look.
Yeah.
I mean, he does. I mean, he's played corner several snaps this year.
So he's that type of player. And he's also got a good many carries on offense, so getting into running back and stuff this year.
He looked
good running the football. So shows you all Amari does. But we talked about that play, but one of the best plays, and we just had to get, I don't know if you guys were able to hear, it's so many people in here, which is great, it's loud, but the picture and the tackle that he made on the safety, the form tackle on a great athlete, their quarterback, and our good friend Tim Altort got a great shot of that picture and shared it with us, that we were able to share for his AGL player, Solid Waste Authority Player of the Week. It was a great pitcher, but a great play. That's a tough play to make back there in the end zone. Speak to that, Amari. When you saw that coming, was safety in your mind, or was it just getting him down as quick as you can?
Always. When you get your opponent pinned in on the end zone like that, safety's always running through your mind. And I seen him roll out, and I just went and made the play.
It's a great play on a great athlete. Coach McCollum, speak to that play. Just the excellent plays he made on Thursday night.
You know, it seems like I tell the guys, one of my coaching points is, if you're the outside linebacker and the back's on your side, if he goes away, your eyes have got to go to that quarterback, because if he pulls it, there ain't another edge player. You are the edge player on that weak side. And about the series before, I actually got on the headset and told Coach Burkhalter, I said, they're going to pull it in a minute, and that quarterback's going to try to bootleg. And Coach said, you're right, you better tell him. Well, you know, time goes on, and I don't think I ever even got to tell Amari. He was probably on offense or on the field or whatever. So I never got to tell him, hey, don't forget about that quarterback, because he was probably their most – him and the receiver was probably their most, most electric players. But just an absolutely tremendous job on that play. And like you said, I mean, it happened down there, you know, negative territory there, and it was just a big play.
Absolutely. Coach Williams, I've took a lot of time. I've been talking a lot, and I got used to you not being able to talk last week, so I'm just taking over. But go ahead. I know you probably got a little bit for Amari and Coach McCollum.
Well, I was going to ask Amari this. Tomorrow night, I've kind of watched Scottsboro on film some, and they like to run to the strong side of their formation. And they do a lot of pre-snap shifts and motion stuff, and it changes the strong side to the other side. Now, who is the person that's going to get y'all lined up correctly when they do that shifting?
The linebackers.
Cam Mullins is, he makes all of our defensive calls, and Cam will get us lined up correctly.
But we won't be shopping. We probably are outside linebackers.
Well, probably not. Not every time. We move some people around a little bit this week to try to maybe, because they are a strong run heavy team.
Yeah.
So we'll see. You know how the game progresses.
So we won't be flipping. The outside linebackers won't be changing. So.
Well, maybe and maybe not, Coach. You just have to come tomorrow night.
It depends on. Okay. The option is there.
The option is there to do it. We've practiced it both ways this week. How about that?
Okay.
We practiced
we'll look
it both
for
ways.
It.
We'll look for it. We, but, you know, it's a really good – they're a well coached team. Scottsboro, if you've watched – I know y'all watched some film and stuff. They do – they look a lot like us.
They do.
They look a lot like us.
They run a lot of the same stuff. Very fundamental. Fly to the football.
And I don't know who calls their offensive plays, or if it's the head coach or offense coordinator or who, but a lot of times you could put Chase Horn over there and it looked the same, wouldn't it?
Yeah, us and them pretty similar offensively.
I agree.
It's going to be a good battle. And, you know, one thing, of course, I don't know how we combat this, but we can't let them grab a hold of field position because of their kicking game.
Yeah, and that's going to – well, the only way to combat that, Coach, is to put some drives together and
that's
move
right.
the football.
Give the football up deep if you're going to give it up.
That's right. If we punt, we need to be punting from midfield, not
you don't need
20.
To go three and out if you're backed
that's,
up.
That's exactly
and,
right.
You know, we're going to start at the 20 probably when they kick off.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they just kick off once. That ain't as big a deal if they just kick off
that's
once,
right.
is it?
I'm all for that, I promise you.
Well, Coach McCollum, good to have you in here with us. You always do a great job. We wanted to give you the opportunity to kind of say anything that you might want to say about the year that's behind us and the rest of it coming forward, and tomorrow night, just whatever you have.
Well, you know, it's been a little different. You know, right out the gate, we had – you know, two or three people injured, injuries that caused people to miss significant time. And, you know, we had our tight end, Ridge Waldrop, hurt his ankle and missed the Ben Russell game. Of course, JT's been out. Really proud, you know, down there at Valley, you know, we got up and then just in a blink of an eye, it was a one-score game. And just really proud of the way our kids kind of battled that night and stood up. And kind of did what it took. Amari playing 80-something snaps. You know, him being in, making a big block on that last touchdown, you know, that give us another two-score edge. I'm really proud of our kids, just the resilience that they've had, you know, because it's not been. I mean, we've been years where we hardly had any injuries. And this year we've just had a – you know, a slew of them. Some of our backups have been hurt, but really happy with our kids. I mean, we've got a long, I hope, a long season to go. Of course, I was looking at the schedule today, actually, and I mean, dang, this is week six. We got 4 games, you know, left in the regular season.
It's hard to believe.
It just, once you start playing games, I tell these seniors all the time that, you know, once your senior year starts and you start playing games, Fridays get here so quick, and the weeks go by so fast. The day, you know, that old saying, the days are long, years are short, and all that. But it's amazing how fast it goes. Amari's been a really, really, really good kid to coach. I can't say enough about his character, the type of young man he is. He just, you know, a pleasant, pleasant person to be around. And whatever Amari does when he finishes high school, I'll be really, really surprised if he's not successful at it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Amari, I wanted to give you the same opportunity as we get ready to present you with your award. But before we do, we wanted to give you a chance to speak to that. You've been on the radio with us before. You've done this before, but you are a key contributor. Speak about whatever you want to speak about. Do you got anybody you want to thank or anything you want to speak to before we present you with your award?
Just like to thank the coaches, man. Coach McCollum, everybody. You know, they give us a game plan, and it's a good one, and we just go out and execute on Friday, you know.
But Amari would be that guy that trusts what the coaches tell him to do and plan on doing it, just like that play he made on that interception. That's not an easy play by any means, so.
Thank you, Mom and Daddy.
Yeah, thank my mom and dad, too. Everybody came out to support.
Got his parents here. And
absolutely. They're always there to support them all. That's key as well. Well, at this time, we want to present Amari with the AGL, Solid Waste Authority, Player of the Week, presented by Awards to Remember. Amari Ward gets this award from Thursday, September the 18th, 2025, in the Volunteers' 58-17 victory over Silicon Aggies. Congratulations, Amar.
Thank you.
Good job.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break, get some pictures here with our photo opportunity, and come back right here on Classic Country 90.9.
For over 40 years, folks have turned to Heroes Painting for dependable quality work. Whatever needs painting, Heroes Painting will paint it.
Everything Sports and Woodland serves teams,
new construction,
individual
remodels, and everything else in between. Heroes Painting has you covered. Heroes Painting is available by phone at 256-276-0463. That's 256-276-0463. Heroes Painting is a proud sponsor of Football Fiesta and Heroes Hotline on Classic Country 90.9.
Everything Sports in Woodland serves teams, schools, individuals, and businesses with custom gear and promotional items, including team uniforms, hats, t-shirts, banners, plaques, and business cards. Located at 1143 County Road 58 in Woodland, Everything Sports can be reached at 256-357-0336 and on Facebook. Everything Sports is proud to support Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
Do you crave flavor you can trust and a taste you'll remember? Do you know about a place that produces locally, naturally, and proudly? Blair Family Farm and Market is where quality meets tradition. Blair Family Farm and Market is open Wednesday and Thursday 1 to 6, Friday and Saturday 9 to 6 at 1015 Blair Road in Ashland. Blair Family Farm and Market now has all natural beef tallow and many other specialty products including smoke eater, smoked salsa. Support local and eat better at Blair Family Farm and Market. Blair Family Farm and Market is the official farm-to-table meat provider of the Clay Central Sports Network.
At Young's Drugstore, we're more than just a pharmacy. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your first call when it matters most. Young's Drugstore has been serving your family with hometown care for generations. With two locations to serve you in Randolph County, Young's Drugstore and General Store is located on Highway 48 in Woodland. The phone number is 256-449-2372. And serving Clay County at the Lineville location on Highway 9, the phone number is 256-396-5632. Proud to sponsor Classic Country 90. .9
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 Football Fiesta here at Monte Albán Bar and Grill on Ashland Square as we finish our first two segments, two more segments to go. During that segment, we've just awarded, if you're just now joining us, our AGL Solid Waste Authority Player of the Week to Amari Ward, outside linebacker for the Volunteers after a big week defensively and also a good week on offense. Coach Heron, you always give up your opportunity during that time to the coach and the player, so you don't get a chance to speak to Amari and what you've seen of him and what you saw him last night, but we want to give you that chance right now.
Well, Amari, you know, his contributions obviously defensively kind of stood out with his tackles and the headhunter and his the safety. And the best I can tell, Taylor, and we talked about this the other morning, you and I think from what I can gather going back and looking, I'm thinking from what I can see, the third safety in the history at Central, with LaVonian Burney, Nick Lett, and now
Amari. That's not an easy play to make.
No.
I mean, it don't happen that often. You
right.
can take it for granted, especially in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like it happens a little more often in the college level and even the professional level, but not in the high school level. So, Amari, and the way he made it, most of them, Coach, happen with a bad snap or something like that. I mean, that's what
– a sack of a quarterback trying to stand in there.
But that one was which it ended up being a sack, I guess, on the quarterback, but it was just a
one-on-one.
Just a great one-on-one play.
Right, exactly.
Normally they're just bum rushing. A few people get in there getting a piece,
right.
But it was a one-on-one tackle outside the tackle. Just a great play by Amari to make that and that interception was a special one, too. We had a great view of it, as I know you did.
Mm-hmm.
It was right there on our sideline and him just taking that ball away. So some great plays made by Amari. But it's kind of right now when we transition, and we've already have a little bit, when we transition out of what we did last week and get focused on what we need to do this week. And we're going to be talking about the Scottsboro Wildcats, a team we traveled about 2.5 hours up to take on last year in a great battle of top tens in 5A. Both of us undefeated this year. This year, Scottsboro comes to Clay County with both teams 4-1, both teams losing to a 6A opponent, and both teams ranked in the top 10. And I'm expecting another good one. I remember just a special game, a special atmosphere up there last year, and we need that special atmosphere here at Volunteer Stadium tomorrow night. But speak to what you guys take on. Coach Williams, you can start us off on the Scottsboro Wildcats.
Well, you know, we talked with Coach Van this morning from Scottsboro, and he assured us that they will bring a big crowd. And, you know, from watching film on all their road games, you can tell they've had a big crowd at every one of their road games. So we expect nothing less here tomorrow night. And it's going to be – I know the Volunteer side will be full. And with two 4-1 teams, two top 10 teams, it's going to have sort of a playoff feel to this game. So I think it's going to be a good night for everyone.
Coach Heron, what's your take on the Wildcats? I know you've watched them a little bit. And what stands out to you about the Wildcats?
Well, again it's heavy on the run. I mean, they're, you know, offensively, they're running – and certain plays they seem to go to the strong, they're tight inside, some plays back away from it, and just when you kind of think you've got kind of a read on that, they'll kind of surprise you and break that tendency. But a very good ground game. You know, it's one of those games, talking with Coach this morning on the three-point stance, you know, he said it, he wouldn't be, you know, it's one of those games that you may not see between both teams, depending on, you know, how the Vols, how things go on their side. It could be one of those games where you don't see, you know, a dozen passes thrown between them, the two of them. So, you know, them coming up with their wing, their spread, a version of the wing tee out of the spread, that type of thing. Defensively, you know, the 4-2 look, some 4-3 at times, going to have some odd front against us. I would expect some of the things that we do, getting that five-man front. So it's a good game for both teams, non-region. You're north and south in the playoffs. You know, you kind of hope, as I've mentioned to both coaches, you kind of hope if you get to meet each other again, you're going to be in the state championship game. You know, so
that's
if it
north
happens,
and south,
right? So you'd love to meet each other again. You know, you'd be playing for the state championship.
Well, they're both high-level teams,
right,
that could definitely go deep into the playoffs. Something we've hinted around and mentioned a little bit. One thing is they look a lot like us. They do a lot of the same stuff. And the player that stands out to me is number 23, Jaden Gilbert. He's kind of their H-back wide receiver, but he'll also come back, take some snaps, and a lot like a Wildcat look, like we'll do with Taylor Boyd and those guys. And he's a physical runner. He's got a lot of speed. He's a 5'11", 180-pound senior. You know, their quarterback don't run the football. He's a thrower. I mean, he's a pretty much a thrower. But they'll also swap those guys at quarterback, make some moves there. As y'all mentioned, they like the out formation is what they try to do. They do a lot of pre-snap movement and try to get numbers on their side, and they do it a lot. They really throw you a lot of looks there. They do like to run to the left side, and I mentioned that about Sylacauga. But if you look on their starting offensive line, they got a 6'2", 265-pound senior at Tajon Harris at left guard, and then Travion Phillips, a 6'3", 290-pound left tackle. They seem to want to if they go run inside the tackle, they really do run heavy on the left side, just something that stands out to me. But a very solid team, and not downplaying anybody we faced, but I think it's for sure the best opponent we've faced since Benjamin Russell, without a doubt.
No question. And one thing we need to remember about this team, their starting quarterback actually tore his ACL 2 weeks before the season, and they'd gone through all summer, all last spring with him, their quarterback. And when he went down, they went to sophomore Colton Harding, who will be, we'll see there as quarterback tomorrow night. So, you know, I think one thing here, if we can get them to third down and medium to long, I think we can pressure him and maybe rattle him some in passing down. So, you know, we've got to try. We can't let them do damage on first down running the football. We've got to control them on first down and make it get to be a third and long, as we mentioned, to put them in that passing situation.
Looking at them on the defensive side of the football, not real big, but quick, and they're aggressive to the football. Actually, they have a 265-pound tackle, and then they got a 200-pound tackle, 210-pound defensive end, and a 180-pound defensive end. They do have a 215-pound linebacker that's a good linebacker. Both their linebackers are good, but kind of not a real big defense, but an aggressive defense. But Coach Heron, I just know from your background, I mentioned earlier, an offensive line guy. I know you watch all the stuff, but I know you get caught up watching what the defense does a lot. What stands out to you about the defense, and what do you expect to see out of the Scottsboro Wildcats tomorrow night?
I'm looking for a lot of different formations. I'm looking for some 4-2, some 4-3, three linebackers at times. The five, I think we'll see some five front odd. We're going to see some bear. That's where they're going to be, in that five front, and those guys are going down there. They're going to be clogged us up in there, you know, on our head up, nose up on our center, shading our guards and taking away anything on the inside just with bodies there. And they're going to move a lot. We're going to get some stunts out of linebackers. Occasionally they're going to do some stemming where they're going to move just pre-snap, trying to confuse our offensive line, and the communication have to be quick there along the offensive line. They'll slant some, you know, probably picked up some tendencies through five games now, and more than likely they've got all five film. And, you know, you probably pick up some tendencies, you know, running strong, weak, wide side, you know, boundary field, wide, short side of the field, that type of thing. And their safeties, they're going to play those safeties up there trying to support the run until we prove to them and we're able to throw some, maybe throw a few deeper routes on them and that type of thing. So it's going to be important for our offensive line with those different fronts. We're going to get different movements pre-snap to know where we're going, communicate well quickly, you know, and to work to control that line, because this defensive line, the size is not great, but it's the kind of size that's good, and the effort and the physicality that they play with along the line, you know, we're going to have to match that, and that'll be a big key for us offensively.
Well, most of their stunning is coming from their linebackers. Mm-hmm.
One thing I see about them is they're so well coached. And I don't mean no disrespect again to other teams, but sometimes a team's a little weaker, maybe on the offensive side or the defensive side or the special teams. But when I look at this team, it is a thorough team, great special teams. They have a great kicker, and I got his name here, Cole and it's they call him Rock, Cole Rock, but it's a rockable or something. It's really weird, and you guys can look at the name, but they told me how to pronounce it. Their radio guy, but he is a great kicker. They told me the same thing last year. Call him Cole Rock, and I can do that. It's very small there, but you guys.
Rockley.
Yeah.
Cole Rockley.
But it is spelled like Rock and Rockley, but very good kicker, very well coached team, and a hard playing team. And it's one reason they're 4-1 and in the top 10. They're a very deserving team, for sure. What did y'all say? I know that's another thing that stood out to you, Coach. You mentioned it earlier before we take our last break about you've got to kind of keep them outside the 40.
That's right.
Especially if I'm going to say at least if they get to the 35, they're willing to give him a chance to kick the field goal. Because I think he's very much has the line from about the 45.
Well, this game tomorrow night is, to us, field position is going to be critical because, we can't, they have the potential to start us deep, either after a kickoff or after a punt. You know, he averages almost 50 yards a punt, 40-something. And so that means we're going to be starting pretty deep most of the time. We can't afford three and outs and have to punt back to them because we're going to lose field position.
I mean, kickoffs are probably going to kick. Most of the time he's going to kick them in the end zone.
Yeah, we're going to start
it
at the 20.
Give Zion Ewell a chance to return. He's done a great job of catching punts and has shown the ability to return punts. Keep that in mind tomorrow night if we can put him in punting situations. I have a little bit more of an opportunity because of his leg to return some punts.
But field position is going to be critical. And, we've got to take that into consideration whether we're on the offensive side or the defensive side. Field position is going to dictate how this game goes.
Well, let's take our last break right here on Football Fiesta Live from Monte Albán Bar and Grill here on Ashland Square. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Herron, and Heath Bone helping us with the stream, helping us keep everything going right here on Classic Country 90.9. Stay with us for the last segment here. We'll come back. We'll look at our opponents, how they fared in the 5A top 10 when we come back right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Perryland Foods is a locally owned grocery store that has been serving the Lineville community since the early 1970s. They are located in downtown Lineville and are open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. More information is available by calling 256-396-5663. Perryland Foods is proud to sponsor Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
This is District Attorney Joe Fickwit serving Clay and Coosa counties. Telephone and online scams targeting our citizens are on the rise. If you get a suspicious call, hang up immediately and report it to your local law enforcement. Never give out personal or financial information over the phone. Let's protect our citizens and stop these criminals in their tracks. Stay alert. Stay safe.
District Attorney Joe Fickwit is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. For over 40 years, folks have turned to Heroes Painting for dependable quality work. Whatever needs painting, Heroes Painting will paint it, as long as it's not a car. From homes to barns, new construction or remodels, and everything else in between, Heroes Painting has you covered. Heroes Painting is available by phone at 256-276-0463. That's 256-276-0463. Heroes Painting is a proud sponsor of Football Fiesta and Heroes Hotline on Classic Country 90.9.
Everything Sports in Woodland serves teams, schools, individuals, and businesses with custom gear and promotional items, including team uniforms, hats, t-shirts, banners, plaques, and business cards. Located at 1143 County Road 58 in Woodland, Everything Sports can be reached at 256-357-0336 and on Facebook. Everything Sports is proud to support Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
Do you crave flavor you can trust and a taste you'll remember?
Do you know about a place that produces locally, naturally, and proudly? Blair Family Farm and Market is where quality meets tradition. Blair Family Farm and Market is open Wednesday and Thursday, 1 to 6, Friday and Saturday, 9 to 6 at 1015 Blair Road in Ashland. Blair Family Farm and Market now has all natural beef tallow and many other specialty products, including smoke eater, smoked salsa. Support local and eat better at Blair Family Farm and Market. Blair Family Farm and Market is the official farm-to-table meat provider of the Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here to Football Fiesta Live from Monte Albán Bar and Grill here on the Ashland Square. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Chris Hare, and Coach Jerry Weems as we bring you all volunteer football from last week and this week, and then also our opponents in the top 10 and 5A, and that's where we'll go right now as Coach Hare will bring us our schedule and how they fared last week and who they'll be facing this week.
All right, Taylor, let's take a look at this thing we've got this week. The Hanley Tigers at 4-1 now. They find themselves 3-0 in their region play. The only loss for those Tigers, that season opening loss to our Volunteers out at Volunteer Stadium. They've went on a four-game winning streak, winning last week at Mumford 42-14 to improve to 3-0 in their region, and they are out of region this week, taking on the Lynette Panthers there at Wright Field in Roanoke, Alabama. That game tomorrow night. Benjamin Russell, 4-1 after dropping their opening game to Opelika. Now they improve to 3-0 in their region play. Last week, a great game at the Sportsplex there in Alexander City. Spain Park falling to Ben Russell 35-34 last Friday night. And this week, Benjamin Russell, they're on the road. They're headed down to Troy. They'll be playing there on the campus of Troy University, taking on the Charles Henderson Trojans down there in Troy tomorrow night. Valley, those Rams of Valley, 3-1. They find themselves as we head into week 5, 1-1 in region play. They're right in there in region 4 with the Volunteers. Last week at Marbury, they won 34-21. And this week, they're at home, and they're in the Valley, taking on Russell County in a home game out of the region. Of course, there's Marbury. We just mentioned them. Marbury 1-4 this year so far, halfway through their regular season schedule, at 1-2 in region play, dropping that game to Valley last week, 34-21. They're making the trip from Marbury to Sipsey Valley, over a little north of Tuscaloosa, up in that area of the state, taking on Sipsey Valley tomorrow night on the road. Sylacauga, they find themselves at 2-3, halfway through their 10-game regular season schedule. Sylacauga now at 0-3 in Region 4 of Class 5A, after dropping to one of the Vols last week, 58-17. Sylacauga on the road. They'll make the trip to Chilton County up Highway 31 and take on the Jemison Panthers tomorrow night there in Chilton County against Jemison. Of course, Scottsboro, 4-1. They're 3-0 in their region. They're Class 5A Region 8. They'll be at Volunteer Stadium tomorrow night. They had Sardis last week, and they defeated Sardis 42-7, and we'll see them tomorrow night live and in person at Volunteer Stadium taking on our Volunteers. Elmore County, they found themselves at 4-1, 2-0 in region play. They've had an open week already in region play. Beauregard last week, Elmore County defeated Beauregard 33-6 to get to that 2-0 mark in region play. And Elmore County is open again this week. They've got another open week this week, taking on play with everybody out of region, no region games. Hopeful, they're at 2-2, 1-1 in the region, and their open week is this tomorrow night, so they'll be off tomorrow night. They were open last week. They were open last week, and they are at Naplesville this week in a non-region game. There's Beauregard, 1-4, 1-2 in the region. They dropped that game to Elmore County, 33-6, and this week they will be at Andalusia. And Pell City at 4-1, 2-1 in their 6A region. Last week, a win at Huffman, 49-7. And this week, the Pell City Panthers have got the week off as they are at the halfway point of their season, and then they'll play return to action next week. And that final opponent for the Vols in that week 9 matchup, when the Vols will make the trip over to Pell City and Pete Rich Stadium. And that's a look at the 10 teams on the Volunteers' regular season schedule.
Coach Weems, you got the 5A top 10s and changes there amongst the 5A top 10.
Well, we got a little bumping around down towards the end there, but the number one team still Vigor from down in Mobile, and they'll be open this week, so they'll probably maintain that number one slot for at least one more week. The number two team is Moody. And I'm saying they may be in trouble tomorrow night because they're going to play down at 7A Auburn. So it'll be a tough matchup for Moody there. Number three team, also from the Mobile area, is Williamson. And they'll be playing Murphy tomorrow night. And, of course, all these matchups, non-region games this week. Number four is Fairview, and number five is Gunnersville. And both of those teams will be open tomorrow night. So we won't have much change in the top five, more than likely. Well, Moody, possibly, if they lose that game to Auburn, might slide a notch or two. Of course, the Volunteers, ranked number six, will be hosting Scottsboro tomorrow night. The number seven team, they've moved up. You know, the first week, they weren't even in the top ten. Now they're worked up to number seven, and that's Northside. And they're going to be playing over at Lincoln tomorrow night. The number eight team, of course, is Scottsboro, and they're coming here. Number nine is Leeds. They bumped down after losing last week. Leeds will play Briarwood. And then the number 10 team is Eufaula, and they'll play Wetumpka. And then some other 5A teams that got votes this week, Jacksonville, Briarwood, Priceville, St. Clair County, Andalusia, Elmore County from our region, and then Corner, Ramsey, and UMS Wright. All those teams received votes in the top 10 poll this week. So that's a look at the top 10, Rusty.
Well, some other big games from around the area. Y'all got any in your mind that's going on? I know you got another list. You just mentioned them. We mentioned Wadley. Wadley's got a big one with Glenwood
tonight,
going on tonight.
Glenwood School, that game kicking off here just moments away from kickoff.
I've been getting pictures of
there.
People take Robert Fettner's down there, I guess. He's taking pictures of Short and Al Tork, and I'm getting all kind of pictures. I'm feeling left out.
Do you think, how long would it take us to get there?
25 minutes. 20 minutes.
Time you got there and got out and got in.
25 minutes.
Let's just go. We'll go. When we go off, we'll tell Bone to get everything put up.
Oh, my goodness.
And we'll just go.
We'll just leave Bone to clean up.
Let Bone put it up.
I'll help him. I won't go.
Okay. Yeah, Weems and Bone put everything up. Hey, I got one tonight also. Thompson Warriors.
They're playing tonight?
They're playing tonight.
You know, it seems like you have a few more games on Thursday night when it's a non-region league.
Yep.
For whatever reason. I guess it gives you another week, another day to prepare for a region game, but you do seem to have more of these. Is that one on TV?
It is. That's the TV game tonight.
Okay. So we can go home and watch that
one. Yeah, that's right. We'll see where our...
I bet our good friends at iSchool Sports Network, we could check out Wadley too, probably.
Probably so. We'll see how our alumni dues are going there at Thompson this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Coach, we're getting ready to close things out. You got anything to share with us? Coach Herring, that is.
Just looking forward to this game tomorrow night. Always a good, you know, we played the one game with them last year. An absolute, you know, a good game. I think it's a great series, this two-game set we've had with Scottsboro. This is the kind of game you want kind of here in the middle of the year. You know, a good, solid program that, you know, you're not afraid of running into. You kind of worry, you know, you don't want to double up on somebody you think you may see later on in the playoffs. And Coach Horn, Coach Van, those guys, the relationship they've got to make this happen. Both programs, solid programs, a good series for both the Volunteers and the Wildcats. Looking forward to tomorrow night, seeing them right there. We'll have the opportunity to break bread with their radio guys tomorrow afternoon.
That's a neat opportunity. I was going to go back. Justin Thrasher, let me get their color guy. Justin is our play-by-play guy, which we had on the radio with us on Wednesday. He's done a great, great job during that time. Let me go back to and Josh Drawbaugh will also be with us. They're going to eat with us tomorrow night pregame.
Right.
That is a neat we were able to do that with our good friend Jeremy Law last week, so that might have been the first time we've been able to do that with opposing radio guy.
Right.
But we'll be able to do it with a play-by-play and color guy tomorrow night, as we'll be going to Mama Mac's to get prepared and get our pregame meal before the game. Coach Wings, what do you guys want to get ready to close?
Well, I'm looking forward to the game. You know, this is the kind of opponent that you might see starting with the third round of the playoffs. So I think it'll be good for us to experience that, and it'll be good for them as well. So, and the game will, I think, with a crowd and all surrounding it, I think it'll have a playoff feel to it, no doubt.
We're looking forward to it. We hope you'll make your way and be here at Volunteer Stadium tomorrow night. But if you can or on the way, our pregame show starts at 6 o'clock. The kickoff at 7 will carry you all the way through to our postgame show. And don't forget, each Thursday night now, we're here at Monte Albán Bar and Grill on Ashton Square for Football Fiesta from 6 to 7 each Thursday night. Also, you can always remember Volunteer Voices this Saturday morning. We're going to have an extra special person in there with us, I think. We get him up, and it's going to be myself, Coach Herron, and Coach Jerry Weems. We'll also have Tim Altork, as normal for the Randolph County Roundup. But you can take that in. It'll be at 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, and then the replays at 10 o'clock, brought to you by Spencer Loveless. Heard him on the radio this morning.
He did. Came in and spent some time with us. Enjoy. Had a good time with Spencer this morning.
Well, this time, we'll close this out. Until next time, God bless and go Vols right here on Classic Country 90.9.
This has been a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.